It is 7:30. This is Morning Edition on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Good morning. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld the individual insurance requirement at the heart of President Barack Obama's historic health care overhaul. The 200-page decision means the huge overhaul, still only partly in effect, will proceed and pick up momentum over the next several years, affecting the way countless Americans receive and pay for their personal medical care. The ruling also rejects arguments that Congress went too far in requiring most Americans to have health insurance or pay a penalty. As you know, there are many perspectives on yesterday's 5-4 decision. First, how will this affect area hospitals? Chief Executive Officer of St. Bernard's Healthcare, Chris Barber, says the ruling removes speculation and debate on what happens next. Barber says more people who have not been able to get health insurance should now be able to have health insurance now. And he says St. Bernard's will continue to provide services.
There'll be additional individuals with coverage for health care, roughly 32 million Americans at this point in time, either through their employer-sponsored insurance, either through the expansion of a Medicaid program at the state level or on the individual markets, i.e. health exchange. So you'll see those changes. It is law. As you've heard earlier today, there'll be a lot of discussion about efforts to change the law. The rules and regs are being written at this point in time. I would say from St. Bernard's perspective, at the end of the day, certainly we're going to be in compliance with the law and the rules and regs, but health care is delivered at the local level. St. Bernard's has been here for 112 years, serving this community of providing Christ-like care through treatment, health services, and education. And that commitment still exists today. Before the ruling came down and even after, they were going to provide high-quality care accessible to all individuals in our community here at affordable pricing.
And Barbara says many hospitals like St. Bernard's have started putting parts of the law in place, and yesterday's ruling allows them to continue with that.
There has been a lot of changes as far as a potential reimbursement to providers. That provides opportunities for hospitals, physicians, other health care providers to work closer together. So I would say much of the work and the foundation has been laid for months and years now in preparation of this final ruling on health care. I'd say we have moved more into the employment activity with physicians. We have invested heavily in our information technology to streamline the information flow among care providers, which in turn will reduce the fragmentation, more coordinated care among providers in the system, as well as enhancing the safety using barcode technology at the bedside. So you have a whole list of activities that are currently underway prior to the final ruling.
Barber says the St. Bernard's is bringing in more services and will continue to provide help to those who need it.
The real issue there was providing coverage for all. Universal coverage is basically what they would say. And that's part of the individual mandate that was highly debated as far as the particular aspect of the law. We currently provide care for individuals regardless of their ability to pay. And with that in mind, so we're treating those individuals. Certainly there's opportunities where we can provide more access to them. So we are looking at different services to bring to the market. For example, we've just brought locally the neonatality program here at St. Bernard so we can treat babies and families that once had to go to other parts, Little Rock or Memphis. They can actually stay here in Jonesboro for those cares. So it's a strong family support. Inpatient hospice house with Flo and Phil Jones to treat patients here. And you'll hear about some new services we'll bring locally to provide that here in Jonesboro versus having to travel abroad.
And according to Barber, St. Bernard's is getting prepared for what could be an influx of people seeking services now that the individual mandate has been upheld.
We do believe we'll see an increase in the services required. So one aspect is to ensure that we have enough providers to adequately care for these individuals, meaning the physician or physician extenders. So we have aggressively recruited physicians, actually planning for this for the last several years. We recruited 17 new physicians to Jonesboro that will be joining us in July. Over the last 5 years, it's actually we recruited about 70 physicians to the market. So we want to make sure we have the capability to service those individuals. We're looking at ways to extend hours of operation. So, for example, their primary care clinic, such as First Care in Jonesboro, it has coverage 7 days a week and extended hours a day. And you look for other venues to treat patient populations instead of just having the only option of emergency room. There's also other models that are being employed, such as a patient-centered medical home with health coaches to make sure individuals are taking the prescribed medications in a timely fashion, that we're doing checkups, we're doing our screenings, and so we're having a more coordinated effort working with patients and populations. So we do anticipate they'll see an uptick in services. So we are making sure our facilities are in line, as well as our provider base, to care for those individuals.
And that's Chris Barber, President and CEO of St. Bernard's. NEA Baptist also released a statement yesterday after the Supreme Court's ruling. Executive Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer of Baptist Memorial Health Care, Bob Gordon, said in a written statement, quote, "The Supreme Court's decision does not change our core objectives. The fundamentals of collaborating with physicians to provide cost-effective, patient-centered care and achieve optimal outcomes will not change." Gordon goes on to say, quote, "The decision will definitely reset the discussions, but the question we must answer as a nation is how to create an affordable healthcare system that will be successful in the future." That statement from Bob Gordon with NEA Baptist. Well, after yesterday's ruling, many Republicans, including those in Arkansas's congressional delegation, vowed to repeal the federal health care law they call Obamacare. Republican Congressman Tim Griffin and Steve Womack made similar statements as this statement from Congressman Rick Crawford, calling for a repeal of the law.
The Supreme Court's ruling today does nothing to change the fact that President Obama's health care mandate is simply not working for Arkansas. For my part, I will continue pushing for a full legislative repeal of the president's health care law. President Obama's plan is bad policy. The law is incredibly complex and increases uncertainty for small business owners. By requiring employers to buy health insurance for some workers, the president's health care law is actually encouraging employers not to hire new employees. And the mandate creates a huge new entitlement program that our country simply can't afford. Our healthcare system needs common sense reforms like allowing small businesses to pool together to purchase insurance plans at lower costs.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman also called for a repeal of the law, criticizing the ruling as a monumental error.
"I'm disappointed in the outcome, but respect the decision reached by the Supreme Court. However, just because the court found the president's law to be constitutional does not mean that it's good policy. This will not change our efforts to repeal the law and put in place free market solutions that lower costs and allows a patient-centered approach to making healthcare decisions."
Democratic Senator Mark Pryor, however, said the ruling allows lawmakers to work in a bipartisan way to improve the nation's healthcare system. Democratic Congressman Mike Ross says he thinks there are good and bad parts of the law, but wants to find a bipartisan way to improve it. Arkansas's insurance commissioner says the state is moving forward with its plans to implement the federal health care law after the Supreme Court upheld the overhaul. Commissioner Jay Bradford tells the Associated Press the state will continue to move forward toward a partnership with the federal government to set up an online marketplace for patients to shop for insurance policies. The marketplace was a key part of the health care law. A legislative panel earlier this year accepted a $7.7 million grant for the marketplace. Governor Mike Beebe said in a statement that his office will study the impact the ruling will have on health care in Arkansas. He said the state's continuing with a separate Medicaid payment reform initiative. And officials with the Department of Human Services say they're gearing up for the Medicaid expansion required in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, even though that requirement was struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. The state's DHS Director John Selig says whether the state adheres to that provision of the health care bill's currently up to the governor, but his agency will be ready to expand coverage. Officials with DHS say the expansion would add about 250,000 people to the state's Medicaid rolls and could cost the state well over $1 billion, which would be covered by the federal government for the first 3 years.